6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's the off-season for football and hoops, but there's never anything short to talk about. Let's do it with Tim Fitzgerald. Go Power Cat, Big 12 insiders joining us here on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Always appreciate you. Make sure you are subscribed to the show and, of course, on the podcast as well. Tim, I'd say the big news this week in the Big 12 is obviously Brett Yormark getting a contract extension till 2030. No one's surprised by it, but the Yormark deal. How important is this guy to the current and future success of this conference?
He's the cornerstone of everything. I mean, this conference still exists because of him, his bold move in taking that contract that the Pac-12 turned down. And he's no dummy. He got a 3-year contract extension, which falls 1 year short of the next negotiation. So he'll probably start that process and then they'll say, you know, I need a few more years here. And he's kind of got him over a barrel with that, but he's worth it. Particularly if he can pull off something here with getting more money for the conference. I think moving on to different TV media partners, and we'll see. But he is he sees things from a different perspective as a non-college sports guy. And sometimes they have to say, no, that doesn't work, really. But for the most part, he's a free thinker. And I appreciate that. Someone that is willing to put out an idea and have his underling saying, that's a stupid idea. Okay, let's move on to this one. You know, a lot of people get attached to their ideas, and he just wants ideas, and maybe they'll have 1 out of 100 that's a really good idea and they'll run with it. So I think that's really exactly what the Big 12 needed. Not business as usual. Let's do new business and let's figure out how to do it.
You know, you bring up a good point in terms of looking at this league and where it goes from here into a new television contract at some point. I think that Fox and ESPN made sense because the goal last time around was just to beat the Pac-12 to market.
Yep.
And obviously that didn't work out for the Pac-12. But now, you know, ESPN loses, I think, its value to the college sports fan more and more every day. People aren't watching the shows. They're watching games, but they're not watching the shows. So why not look at a TNT, a TBS? I mean, I'd look all over the map if I'm Yormark and just say, who wants live sports? Netflix? I mean, they're all going to be ready here in the next couple of years. What would you do?
I would throw it wide open. Yeah, I think all the TBS and TNT, that's almost a must.
Yeah.
Because he has a relationship through the NBA with those folks. He knows them well. They're already putting their toes back into college football. Let's not forget they were there for many years. In fact, that famous, what year was it, where K-State came out in the silver uniforms since KU was on TBS. So, just find a new partners. And, you know, as a side to this is, I don't know if you saw the new way Nielsen is going to start calculating their TV ratings, but they've basically now admitted that their ratings were way too shallow, not thorough enough, and didn't take into any kind of measurement streaming, and they fixed all that. And so now streaming will be, you know, actually have numbers with it. But also what came out of this is they discovered their formula didn't work for rural schools as well, because they didn't have a big metro area that they were measuring. And he said, the guy from Nielsen, the senior vice president, said the biggest change was in the more rural schools that are power level schools that, you know, he's basically describing Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, a lot of schools in this conference, probably West Virginia, and said their ratings went up substantially because we just haven't been measuring rural folks properly. That's good information to know. And if that holds out, Brett Yormark's going to leverage that all the way.
As he should. And I'm with you there. That makes all the sense in the world. So what do you think? I mean, if you're putting together a deal here, I'm sick of watching every basketball game on ESPN Plus. I'm sick of getting the short end with these football games. College Game Day forgets the Big 12 even exists anymore. Yep. So what, I mean, I still think he can probably pressure them a little bit. And there were a couple of reports last year that he did call ESPN after a couple of their stupid comments on Game Day and say, hey, come on, guys, we're still a partner here. I know we're not the SEC, but we're still a partner here. What do you do to try to massage this relationship going forward?
It's got to get through it, honestly. Yeah. ESPN doesn't give two craps about the Big 12. And considering their current financial situation, I bet you ESPN regrets it. I bet you they wish they had some money to throw at other places, because they're parking a lot of good content on ESPN Plus. And if it was a better platform, I'd be okay with that. I'm not opposed to streaming, but there was a kind of a humorous question posed once on Twitter, and it's so true. Has anyone ever really seen the start of a game shown on ESPN Plus? Because by the time they're streaming it, you're trying to get connected and it won't connect and it just takes forever. And I've never seen the start of a game on ESPN Plus unless I've got that thing up and running way in advance. But, you know, you got to plan ahead. So I'm all in on streaming. It can't be your main thing, but it has to work and it has to be visible. And I just think it's a big failing at ESPN what they're doing with Plus. And I think the future of the Big 12 will be somewhere else and everyone will be happy.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. I hadn't thought about that. I really haven't seen the start of it, because by the time I realize it's there, mm-hmm. loading it up, finding it on that crappy interface product that they have, right. You got to scroll through 100 games to figure out what you need. And then there's a whole loading process behind it. That's why you're here, Tim. That's outstanding.
It's incredible. And you know, why don't you have headers for, like, why can't I put in there that I want K-State stuff? Why can't I put in there that I want Big 12 stuff? No, I got to go searching through everything. And there's no rhyme or reason to how they order these things. You know, all of a sudden it's Howard football. You know, let's keep moving.
It'll be K-State, Iowa State on ESPN Plus. But we've got the Lipscomb-Howard game or something like that. Yeah. As a feature thing there. It's like, what am I missing here? And then I got to scroll through 100 games to find the great Big 12 game I'm looking for.
Yep. You know what? Honestly, ESPN has proven that they have no interest in supporting college athletics at this point. They support SEC and whatever can make them the most money. Their business, I get it. But also it's self-destructive. By devaluing the rest of the products, that in some way devalues your product. Because I mean, then who's your team beating? Who's the SEC isn't all that it was. Transfer portal and stuff has had some interesting impacts on them. I thought it was interesting those six schools with the $40 million NIL budget that Kurt Cignetti pointed out. None of them were longtime SEC schools. Texas was the only SEC school in it.
That's a good point.
So I wonder now about how ESPN and SEC, how this arrangement's going to work into the future. Look, SEC's in the prime recruiting area. They'll always be great. But, man, I can see their success getting watered down as we continue to go forward with these current rules.
I'm with you, man. Hey, post-spring football, we're getting top 25s, obviously, dropping all over the place. And, you know, what you're seeing is every top 25 has – maybe three or four Big 12 schools between 15 and 25. But depending on who you look at and what you look at, it could be four completely different teams. I love it. I mean, as a Big 12 guy, I think it's fascinating. I think it's fun. We know what happened last year, of course, with Arizona State picked last, finishing first. But I've also been of the belief that at some point in the next couple of years, we're going to need some blue bloods to start to develop in this conference. Do you think that needs to happen? And what's a timeline on something like that?
Well, this is a little fine point that I'm picky about. There'll never be a blue blood in the Big 12. Blue bloods are established. It's, you know, the 1950s, 60s, 70s schools from Penn State to USC to Notre Dame to Texas. They were on TV when color TV was introduced. They're blue blood. But brands, though, you know, we've seen brands emerge like a Miami and a Florida State that are, you know, pushing blue bloods in terms of their power. And
Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon, perfect example. Even matching that's going to be difficult. But there are a couple schools. I mean, number one, Utah has a pretty good resume up until last year. And if they regain, you know, their status as a really competitive football program, that'll roar that brand back to life. I think the biggest brand in the conference could well be BYU. Colorado with Deion's a big brand. It already is. I don't know if it's a brand you can hang your conference hat on, but when you play Colorado, you're going to get ratings, and that helps. So, but yeah, I think Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, as they move into this $40 million NIL club, which is incredible, all those can really break free. If someone starts winning this conference, let's say over the next 3 years, someone wins two of those titles and maybe plays in the third one, they're going to be the emerging brand of this conference. And I think it helps the conference for multiple reasons. One, it gives the slobbering idiots in my profession an opportunity to say, that's a good team, because they just always have to have a brand, or they have to have a blue blood to understand in their brain who's good and not. And that will help. But also, you need that rabbit to chase. You know, if all 16 teams are in a Greyhound race, you need that rabbit out front, which for the Big 12 for many years was Oklahoma. You're chasing them, and sometimes you're going to catch them, which Kansas State had kind of done. I think that's really good for the conference, because you can play up to that instead of kind of coming back to the middle and just being good amongst your little community. That's something the Big 12 really needs to be careful about.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now, one team you didn't mention, I like the teams you listed. I think Utah, BYU, I'd put them in there. Texas Tech has proven they're going to spend the money and the resources. Iowa State, I like. Kansas State, obviously, I like. Oklahoma State, same deal. But can they consistently do it, or are they once every 3-4 right. year kind of a program? Arizona State, the team that won it last year, Kenny Dillingham's putting something special together. Can he be that team in that program?
They can, and they have the ability. You know, some people have said you don't have TCU or Baylor in there. They're too small. They don't carry a big enough footprint like a Notre Dame or BYU for a religious school, nationally. So, but yeah, I think you're right. Arizona and Arizona State, Arizona State more, because that's kind of Los Angeles light there in Tempe. You know, it's got a lot of, Phoenix is a big market, and you're right. Arizona State belongs in it. Kenny Dillingham backs it up with, you know, he's already got a running start. If he wins another Big 12 championship this year, that brand is emerging pretty damn quick.
And they may have two top 10 picks next year in Levin and Tyson.
Yep.
I mean, they got two of the biggest stars potentially in this conference.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I'm worried about the one that did lose because he was pretty good. But yeah, and that's the thing about this conference is to sustain success in the Big 12 means you just got to have them lined up. When you lose a star, someone else moves in. And, you know, you find a way to compensate if you can't make up all that statistical loss. So looks like Arizona State's going to be able to do that. We'll see. But you mentioned it. It doesn't matter what we think about these teams heading into the season. Utter chaos will be engaged as soon as the ball kicks off. And all of a sudden we'll have, you know, UCF and Cincinnati playing for a Big 12 championship. And we'll all be at the bar really confused about what's going on.
Well, I admit I'll be very confused if that happens. speaking of those two teams, I was going to ask you next, the biggest disappointment of the eight new teams over the last 2 years, I know four have only been here for a year, four have been here for 2 years. Who's your right now, like, gosh, dang, they are just a disappointment a year or two in?
Cincinnati. I mean, yeah. The Luke Fickell thing just hit them at the exact wrong time. To have to go with a new coach, I think they hired poorly. I can't explain that hiring, but they've got the support and the ability and the recruiting base to have a good program. Luke Fickell proved that. And so, I would go hire someone off of his tree, to be honest. I was shocked that they didn't, but, yeah, that's been disappointing. UCF's been on a downturn too, but also I think those schools discovered it's pretty easy to be the feisty, a group of six program when you're only playing a power institution a couple times a year. When they're on your schedule 10 times a year, it gets a little more daunting. And I think both those schools have run into this.
I'm with you. I didn't get the Satterfield hire at all. I still don't. Can't figure it out. But having a footprint in Big Ten country and kind of building a rivalry with West Virginia, I thought was a great bridge for the Mountaineers to kind of feel like they're more part of this league. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't gotten there yet. I mean, Cincinnati's got a great tradition in basketball too. I mean, Think back to Kenyon Martin, Huggins, and they just haven't done anything yet. And if they could turn it around, I think that's a big slam dunk and opportunity for the Big 12.
It is. It's you're right. It's an important school in an important region. And you know, I do believe at some point the ACC is going to come apart and there'll be some more schools out of that area of the country, which would be incredible for the conference. But for now, we need them to hold up their banner and just perform better, which is unfortunate. But, you know, Pete, someone's got to lose the games. And that's what conferences are beginning to realize. Well, if we keep bringing in good teams, that means our longtime members are going to be the ones losing the games, and then they'll be disgruntled. So it's kind of a fine balance these conferences are walking with expansion.
With Deion, you mentioned him in the ratings, no doubt about it. I mean, the Colorado games did the best numbers of any Big 12 games last year. Was it Deion? Was it Shadur? Was it Travis? Was it a combination of all the above? We'll find out more this year. But it's very unique to have your coach helping drive your ratings in college football. Maybe Belichick's going to do that this year for UNC because people want to see the 25-year-old girlfriend on the sidelines, you know, with the leash. I don't know. But is this sustainable?
I don't know. I was really surprised he stayed. I was really surprised that he didn't hop on another job. Maybe he didn't have the offers. But he has been a godsend for the University of Colorado. He really has. I don't think people appreciate what he's done for the university as a whole with enrollment going up, which isn't going up around the country. Mm-hmm. Applications are way up. That's not happening around the country. Merchandise sales went through the roof. The whole revenue stream for that entire university changed with the hiring of Deion Sanders. It was a brilliant move, even if it was kind of a, you know, just kind of a trick, you know, to try to get some of that stuff going. But it's worked. And I think he proved last year that he can put together a pretty good team. Eventually their weaknesses showed up, but I think as they kind of continue to develop and their coaches are settled in a little bit, we're going to see them be pretty good. Now, I think it's almost better for them not to have his sons on the team. I'm betting there was a better safety than Shiloh on that team that wasn't playing. And, you know, Shadur, they just all live by their own rules. And I don't think that's good for any team.
I'm with you. Now, what do you think the end game is here? I mean, you know, we now see the president potentially getting involved with executive orders. We've got, you know, potentially House v. NCAA settlements coming here. How do you rein this in? I mean, that I'm all about capitalism, but we've got to rein it in. How do you rein it in any type of meaningful way in a short period of time, Tim?
I don't know. And I don't know what an executive order can do here.
I don't know either.
I don't quite. He likes to say things. I think he knows something needs to be done, but I don't think it can be handled. We've had court rulings that he can't overrule.
Yeah.
It's going to take Congress to do something about this. But also, I don't think college athletics wants that. They say they do, but if Congress says, well, these athletes are going to have to be employees, you're going to have some collective bargaining with a union, they'll freak out. They want business as usual, even in the face of being shown there is no business as usual. And that's just something NCAA's got to get over. Let's find the new way we can manage things. Instead of bitching about everything going on, let's find a way how to manage this. And if we have to go through Congress to work with them, we'll do that. The bad news is, as far as I can tell, Congress doesn't do anything. So it's going to be tough to get a bill through if they just take like a 9-month vacation, which they tend to do.
The K-State, Iowa State, Chris Klieman, Matt Campbell model of really not trying to do what Dion and some others are doing in the portal and just say, hey, I'm going to recruit my guys, build my guys, and try to run the program basically the same way. I'm pretty sure we saw reports throughout the last couple of months that both K-State and Iowa State had players who had better money offers on the table, but they said they're staying. I mean, I still think this can win. I still think this can work. The question is, how big can you win under that kind of an old school model? What do you think?
Well, as long as you're recruiting the right kids.
Yeah.
This has been the thing I've said. You can pay a kid a lot of money, but he's got to be the right kid. That can't be the reason why he's coming to your school. And I think they've done a good job with that. Avery Johnson didn't come to Kansas State because they were the highest bid. They were, I believe, out of high school, but that's not why he picked K-State, and he's proving it again and again. He's had so many of these fake agents call up his household and try to entice the family into going in the portal, and Avery just never flinches. He's just like, even if dad wants to listen maybe once in a while, now this might be a $5 million offer, and Avery's like, I'm staying here. This is where I want to be. This is where I want a quarterback. Now, does that mean in the future, he's got one more, you might pull a Will Howard? Maybe. I don't know. At some point, kids got to do, or young men got to do whatever works best for their career. But he can get where he wants to go through Kansas State. And I think Will Howard's proof of it. I think Will Howard would have probably put up, if he put in the kind of work he did at Ohio State and got in better shape like he did at Ohio State, he probably would have been a 6th-round pick coming out of Kansas State. So I just think, he made a great move. He got a national championship, but you don't need to do that if you're a good quarterback. They're going to find you. If you're in Wyoming like Josh Allen, or you're at Ohio State like Will Howard.
Yeah, that's a good point. So now I'm seeing Avery on all these. There's this one commercial I see him on here in Kansas City all the time. I'm sure you see it too. I'm blanking on what it is, a power drink or something like that.
He's got a new drink.
Yeah.
It's a strawberry drink. Lemonade.
Yes.
I need to try. it's right. Nice. If it's a fruity drink, I'm in. I might add another ingredient to that drink, but it's still going to be delicious. I hear it's really good.
Yeah.
But that's also K-Stater saying it. Avery Johnson could make a drink out of fungus and toenails and people go, it's delicious.
Yeah. But that's what NIL was supposed to be.
Exactly.
That's it. Go to the car dealership, get the sports drink. I mean, not have the booster just ship you $5 million on a check. It's just crazy. Speaking of K-State, I do want to ask you this before we let you go. I saw that they lost their strength and conditioning coach to USC, which I understand in K-State circles is a big deal. These coaches never get enough credit for the work they do making, farm boys who are 2-star recruits into NFL prospects. How big of a deal is this?
It's big. And to be honest, I don't know much about his replacement. They hired, promoted from within. But Coach True, Jermaine Carroll, was a centerpiece of everything Chris Klieman was doing. And they believed in him so much that they cut practices in the spring so that Coach True could have the players for 9 weeks instead of 6 weeks. And in looking at the players, it's very visible that added 3 weeks made a huge physical difference for this team.
Wow.
So they put that much trust in him, that much belief that he's going to make the team better through what he does. one of my best friends, my favorite guys in this business, is the USC publisher for 24/7. And Ryan Abraham reached out to me. Tell me about Jermaine Carroll. I didn't even know he was, nobody knew until all of a sudden it hit. I go, what do you mean? Is he interviewed? No, they just announced him as a new coach. And I go, dude, that's a home run. That's an absolute home run. He is beloved by players, by fans, by coaches. They trust him. He takes care of business. He's motivating. He's a really good human being. Couldn't have done better hire than that. And hopefully they can keep on that tradition of strength and condition because it's so important for a developmental program.
And now you got these guys probably clearing seven figures at some of these big schools.
It's just absolutely. Nuts. And you know what? I think strength and condition coaches, if they're really good, they deserve coordinator money. They really do.
It's a good point. Well, that's crazy. Another reason to not like Lincoln Riley for Big 12 fans. So there you go. Tim, thank you, brother.
Absolutely. And Coach Drew, enjoy that cost of living.
And half that money going right to the government. More than that when you factor in federal and state. So he's going to miss Manhattan. I promise you that much. He looks up those properties in Southern California right now. Unreal. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate you, man. Tim Fitzgerald, find him covering K-State, gopowercat.com. Of course, also does a great job with Big 12 Insiders. Check him out there on YouTube. We appreciate you joining us on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo, and make sure you are subscribed to the channel and, of course, the podcast, as always, on Apple or Spotify. We got much more coming your way. Of course, check it out at heartlandcollegesports.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.